babies live in the now. Babies live in the now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Babies live in the now. Everything a child does, everything a baby does, everything an infant does, is for immediate gratification, is for immediate fulfillment. The baby doesn't want to have its diapers changed later. It doesn't want to have food later. It doesn't want to have someone come and take care of it and love it and hold it later. It doesn't look for a tomorrow, and it certainly doesn't look at yesterday. A baby looks only at now. And as the baby looks at now, it experiences now. It experiences whatever it wants to experience by living in the now. Now, it's easy to look at a baby and say, of course it lives in the now. It has nothing else to do but live in the now. It cannot have a concept of tomorrow or the next day or some future activity. It cannot even have a remembrance of things. It may have a remembrance of things, but it has no relationship to put that remembrance in so that it will be something in a yesterday experience or in something that is past. It only has the experience of now. Its thumb goes to its mouth now. Its toe goes to its mouth now. Everything goes to its mouth. It's all very oral. It's a very oral child. It's a very oral baby. And it's in the now. It's in the feeling of gratification. It's in the feeling of desire. It's in the feeling of being fulfilled. Now, is that something that we can do too? Is that something we can do living in the now? Do we want to live in the now? If we lived in the now, then there would be no past, and there'd be no future. There'd only be the present instant now. There'd only be the present instant where we would love ourselves, where we would love our bodies, where we would love and enjoy who we were, and if we needed to evacuate, we'd evacuate. If we needed to intake, we would intake. If we needed to sing, we'd sing. If we wanted to coo and bill and feel super, we'd coo and say lovely little things. If we wanted to express an attitude where we were in disagreement with something, we could be very, very powerful about that, very tense about that, very demanding about that. What would we do? How could we, as a child, act in anything else other than the now? That's all we know. That's all there is. And it's a very wonderful thing to be living in the now. For every instant that a child lives is an instant of fulfillment, is an instant of gratification. It's an instant of being satisfied. It's an instant of peace. It's an instant of joy. It's an instant of fulfillment in every possible way. Now, we might look at that and say, well, yeah, that's pretty good. That's really something. That's really something. If we as adults could know how to live in the now as a child lives in the now, we would have less frustration and less futility and less problem in our life. We would have more peace. We'd have more gentleness, more love. We would have less anticipation and more enjoyment. Too much of the adult life is spent in anticipation, in looking forward to something or in hoping or in thinking about something past. If the adult life that we live could be lived from the now perspective, and it can, then we would live a most remarkable life. Now, I say we can, and do I really mean that? And of course, I don't really mean that. We cannot live in the now, because we have trained ourselves to live in the other time. We have trained ourselves to live with clocks. I look at my house here, and I look at this Hermitage one-room apartment, beautiful studio apartment, and in here I have at least a dozen or more clocks, all ticking away, all saying the time in approximately the same moment, all being whatever they're being. Occasionally the battery runs out and the clock stops. And I don't notice that it stopped until I look at a clock and I say, my gosh, I thought it was 2 o'clock and that clock says 9. It stopped quite a while ago. I didn't even notice it. This is what happens. We feel that we're tied up in time. We feel that we're tied up on otherness in the past and in the future. Whereas we really are living each moment. And we're living each moment preciously, wonderfully, perfectly in its now. The training of ourself to live in the now is something that comes naturally for a baby. It comes naturally for an infant, because for an infant, the now is the only world that it has. The now is the only world that makes any difference to that infant. The now is all that is. We train ourselves to think of tomorrow, to anticipate. We train ourselves to remember yesterday and live in that awareness. And we tell the story, we say, well, remember when we went on the roller coaster ride, how the roller coaster went so fast and up and down, and when it came down, we went, whee! When it went up, we go, ah, 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 and higher and higher and higher it went up into the air, and then vroom, it rolled down the other side, and we thought to ourselves, what excitement, what excitement. And as we think about it, we're having that same excitement again. Our blood pressure is rising again. Our attitude is the same excitement that we had in doing the real thing. And here we are only thinking about it. We're only remembering it. And maybe we're a person who didn't go on it. And we're remembering how exciting everybody else was about it. How excited everybody else thought it was to go on the roller coaster. And we didn't even go on it. And yet we felt that same surge in us, that same attitude in us that made us feel so fantastic. Well, that's the way life is. The reality is whatever we make it. We make the reality this moment, or yesterday, or tomorrow, or not at all, or an anticipation of something that may never come, that we may never pursue all the way. How interesting. Why would we do that? Why would we anticipate something that may never even come? Why would we put our consciousness onto things that are going to be not blessing, not a benefit to us, but be detrimental to our thinking? Why do we do that? Well, we do that because we have not trained ourselves to live in the now. If I say to people who come into a meditation class, okay, let's be peaceful now. Relax. And they have come in from driving, they've come in from walking, they've come in from eating their lunch, they've come in from drinking a glass of water, they've come in from all sorts of conversations and all sorts of revelations in their life, and they come into the classroom, they come into the quiet place where we're having our meditation. And I say, all right, now, everybody, sit down and relax. Just be at peace. And they say, sure, it's easy for you to see be at peace because you know how to do it. But we were just so busy. We were just doing this, and I'm still remembering doing this, and I'm still, my legs are still tired from running to be here on time, and I was late, and I was doing this and that. And then I say to everyone, all right, whatever was, was. Whatever is, is. But let's create a new now. Everyone, breathe deep. And everyone breathes deep and lets it all out. Breathe deep. Let it all out. Breathe deep. Let it all out. I have everyone breathing for a few moments, continuously, no set number of times, but just breathe deep. 1, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever it calls for. Whatever I feel that it's bringing great results by going just a little another one. And so we breathe deep and we let it all out. And pretty soon our body gets into that rhythm of breathing deep and letting it all out. And our body says, okay, already, you know. And it forgets that it was tired. It forgets that it was rushed. It forgets that it had this nervousness that the brain was shouting into it, saying, hurry, you'll be late, hurry, hurry, hurry. And those things all just go away. And you become peaceful. And everyone sits there. Their eyes are closed. Their hands are gently folded in their lap. And they feel at peace. They feel at peace. They feel at peace. And what they're doing is they're beginning to live in the now. Because peace is the first step toward living in the now. A little child is generally very peaceful because the little child lives in its now. It lives in its present moment. It lives in its happiness. It lives in its who-ness of who it is. And it's a wonderful thing. And as the little child lives in the now, all tension, which it might have had, is gone. In the meditation class, all of the students who came into the class, frustrated, flustered, bothered, bewildered, relaxed. And in that relaxation, they let go of all the outer. They let go of tomorrow and yesterday, and they let go of even the now, and lived in this instant. And as they live in that instant, they feel a peace inside of themselves. They feel relaxed. They feel that all is good and very good. And I go on as I share with them the art of meditation, the art of peace, the art of relaxation. I say, okay, now just concentrate on your foot. Think about your foot. Don't pay any attention to your foot. Don't move it. Don't change its position. Just think about your foot. Think about your foot, and don't think about your foot where it is and what it's doing and what you're going to have it do. Just think about your foot. Nothing in particular. Just think about your foot. Don't count your toes, don't count the veins and arteries in your foot. Just think about your foot. Doesn't matter how many bones you have in there. Doesn't matter how much flesh you have there. It doesn't matter anything. Just think about your foot. Now, as you think about your foot, what happens to you? What happens to you is you take your attention away from everything else. Now, you don't know how intensively you're taking your attention away from something else because you don't realize how intensively you had your attention on other things. But as you are now in a semi-relaxed situation and you're having your attention be only on your foot, you say, which foot, my right foot or left foot? I don't need to tell you that. You know which foot you're concentrating on. I can tell you which one to concentrate on. You say, well, I'd rather concentrate on the other one. Well, concentrate on any foot you want. Take any foot and concentrate on it. You see, the mind wants to have an argumentative situation. The mind wants to talk. The mind wants to babble back and forth and just not accept the fact that, relax. Think about your foot. Think about your foot. Relax, relax, relax. Think about your foot. Let go and think about your foot. Relax, relax, relax. Well, As you do this, as you relax and think about your foot, pretty soon you're not thinking about your foot. You're not thinking about anything. You're not thinking about being relaxed. You just are relaxed. And you're in a lot of land. You're in a land of no intention, a land with no requirements to it. You're just in a peaceful state of consciousness. And it's a wonderful thing. Okay, now, in this peaceful state of consciousness, what are you going to do? In this peaceful state of consciousness, are you going to think thoughts? Are you going to do actions? Are you going to think about your foot? Well, in this peaceful state of attitude, you're going to think about nothing. Because nothing comes to your mind. Because you have turned off your circuitry that says, think. Think of new and imaginative, dynamic, vital, wonderful things. Think, think, think. And your thinking system just sort of relaxes, shuts down for a little while. And you meditate upon being relaxed. You meditate on your foot. You see your foot, and you don't see your foot. You think foot, concept, foot. And then you don't think concept foot. You think of symbol foot. It's just a foot. And then you don't even think of symbol foot. And then you think of relaxation. Because you were one-pointedly thinking about your foot, which was totally unnecessary and uninteresting for you, but just you were thinking about it, you took your attention away from all the other things that normally would run you 100 miles an hour up and down your mind as you thought about it. And now you're just relaxed. And just peaceful. And just relax. Now your foot is there and you're thinking about your foot, but you're not thinking about your foot. You're actually thinking about nothing. You're actually thinking about absolutely nothing. And the more you think about absolutely nothing, the more you live in the now, the more you live in the awareness that you're peace, you're relaxed, all is good, all is very good, and you just feel, hey, this is cool, this is great, this is great. And then I say to you, now, remain in that state. Just let yourself be there. Don't think what you're doing, where you're going, what you want to do. Just relax. And as you are in this relaxed state, you will notice that wonderful things are happening to you. Nothing. You'll notice that all your tension is gone. All your anxieties are gone. All your frustrations are gone. All your needs of the moment are gone. And you're thinking about virtually nothing. You're not even thinking about that foot you were thinking about. And I say to you, which foot are you thinking about, your right or your left? And it's unimportant to you. You don't really pay any attention to it. You don't even give a symbol to it. Your right or your left? Oh, let's not get so filled with need, with having to think something, think right or left, think this foot or that foot. Just relax, relax. And as the meditation class goes on, I ring a small bell at the end of the period, and I say, okay, and that's the end of the class. And people say, well, that was quick. That was short. And I say, yes, it was. That was 60 minutes. 60 minutes, an hour, my goodness sake. It felt like it was just a minute. And that is what introspection, meditation, that's what relaxation is all about. It feels like just an instant. Because living in the now, there are no parameters to it. There are no extensions to it. There are no thinking more or less. It's just being. And as in this state of being, you live and relax and be peaceful, all things work out in their divine pattern. And whatever confusions you had before you went into this state of a baby's relaxed condition, thinking and living in the now, they don't matter anymore. Oh, you may still take care of them, but not with the intensity you had before, not with the frustration you had before, not with the anxiety, but just with a peace and with a relaxation. For this is what relaxation is all about. It lets us live in the now, in this moment now, this perfect moment now. Let us be like a child without anything else in our mind, without anything else that needs our attention. Just our big toe. Just whatever little toy we may be playing with. Just with the act of evacuation, cleaning out our tubes, emptying out, and being peaceful and wonderful. Life is so grand, so glorious, so wonderful when we can live our life as a little child in that state of living in now, living in peace, living in oneness. That's who we really are, and that's what life is really about, and that's who we are really about. Babies live in the now, and so do I. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.